I lost my son Jamie, age 22, 3 years ago, on the 2nd of May 2013. And it's just something I felt so strongly about that 24 hours after he died, I said to the police officer that if there were any safety talks I could become involved in, that I was more than happy to do so. And it's just to try and get through to that part of society that believes they are invincible and things will never happen to them.
I mean, certainly these presentations seem to be quite hard-hitting. Do you think the message is getting across to youngsters?
Yes, I think it is. There will always be that small minority who, no matter what they hear, see or do, even if they've had a fright themselves, that will never change their attitude to using the road. But the majority, they do seem to take it in. And people have said to us, I'm now more careful, or when I learn to drive, or I am learning to drive, I do think about your son or some of the other people in the stories that they hear here.
I was going to say, obviously, because you've got first-hand experience, you know, sadly, with losing your son, I suppose they really do sit up and listen to you, don't they?
They do, because you can't soften the story. You have to give the absolute truth, how it affects not just you, but Jamie's friends as well, because it's not just the family that is affected by a death. It is his friends. You know, he had a girlfriend, so the future and everything for everyone's life has changed with him not being here now. We just have to make sure that people are aware of all road users around them. Cars, look out for motorbikes. Motorbikes, look out for the unexpected around bends and such like. And just be more aware that you are not invincible.